Skull and Bones. We're going into the secret societies. We're going to give you some background information and genetics. We're going to look into the hidden agenda of those that try to keep themselves secret and yet visible, running the world in what we would know as a shadow government system to control the minds or the nervous system. We're going to look at the vertebrae, the skeletal effects of the human psychic, the genetics, the makeup, the characteristics, and the phases that go into that. So we got a great show, and it's all connected to the Serpent Seed series that we've done. And this is the final installment of the Serpent Seed series. So you need to get all six tapes. There's 6 hours, actually, of this message, starting with Genesis chapter 2, and particularly chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, the serpent seed, the reptile, the serpent. We're going to call him a reptilian tonight, and we're going to give you a genetic connection back to the reptilian and why that the secret societies, the elite, those that favor the power grid of the biological wonder machine, how they control it. We are all biologically, fearfully, and wonderfully made. But there's been some intervention along the genetic trail. We're going to look into it tonight, so we've got a great show. Now, let me give you my address right up front. Sometimes I get so carried away that people tell me, Pastor Buddy, we didn't get your address. We barely got your telephone number, or we got a part of your address and didn't get it all. Let me give it up front for you. So then, if you'd like to call me after the show is over with, I'm live tonight. This is March the 7th, and it's the year 2004. So we're right up to date with the time, and we hope and trust that you're receiving us tonight around the radio network of the Shepherd's Call Ministries, brought to you by Dr. Gary and Dr. Jack and Pastor Buddy and friends and associates of our ministry that support us and see to it that we're on every Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Call me, area code 423-626-2172. I'll try to give you that number again at the end of the show. And in case I get carried away, sometime when the old horse gets to pulling or plowing in the fur, I get so caught up in the spirit and the excitement of the chase. You see, a minister is a chaser of that which is evil, or a pursuer of that which is good, whichever comes first. So tonight we're going to chase the enemy down and find him hidden in the den of the snakes, the reptilian agenda. And by the way, we have a 5-part series on the reptilian agenda. And this is a refresher final of the serpent seed. We're going to include the reptilian agenda tonight and give you some background updates about the agenda of the serpents and their children. You see, the snake has got children here upon earth. They're live, not spiritually speaking, but they're evil alive. They have a light in them that is darkness. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, let's look at the skeletal system and how it comprises many bones. Now, that's where we're going to get our text tonight, skull and bones. Now, we have two candidates, by the way, that are Yale graduates and initiates to this exclusive school, secret society, of skull and bones. Mr. John Kerry, the Democrat nominee, almost practically a shoe-in, and ladies and gentlemen, hadn't the press been kind to both Mr. Bush and Mr. Kerry? Do you think that the secret societies or those that run or think they run, you know, Nebuchadnezzar thought he run the world, but it was him for a rude awakening, because when Yahweh intervened into the affairs of man, and periodically, it seems like he never does, but ladies and gentlemen, he that sits in the heavens will laugh and will mock when their fear comes, when he intervenes and shows the world, the evil ones especially, and those that have been taken in by the craftiness of the reptilian agenda, who have joined rather than resist. You see, the time of temptation is upon the earth to resist evil and cling to that which is good. Now, the Bible says if a man says he loves God, that's the mighty one, Yahweh, we call him. God is a generic term. We'll use it for the sake of those that are used to Lord and God. We deplore the two words, but our communication limited by tradition will use the term to show you that there is one true mighty one, Yahweh, and that Satan appears as a god. Now, he's the god of this world. He's the god of forces. He's the god of greed. He's the god of power. He's the god of evil. Everything that he stands for is against what Yahweh stands for. Yahweh's ways are not Satan's ways, and Satan's ways are not Yahweh's ways, and therefore, the people that are in this chase for truth must choose this day who they'll serve. Now, the Bible says that the biggest problem with the world and those who are in pursuit, any measure of degree of truth, the Bible said, you shall know the truth shall make you free. And then he says, my sheep know not the voice of a stranger. So there's something genetically locked into the DNA. I told you the other night when we were on about the message of the blood, the blood groups, four different types of blood groups, to match the four genetic streams that comes from the Garden of Eden. Now we have a hodgepodge, a mixture, if you will, a what the Bible calls as a mixed multitude in the earth. As it was in the days of Noah, they were mixing. Now, the last ingredient that is missing is those who were mixing their seed. We're talking about the mighty ones, the Elohim, the fallen angels, the reptilian. We're going to call them reptilians tonight, snakes in flesh and blood, mortal, in this case, the immortals of flesh and blood, who come down to be partakers of mortal flesh and blood, lusted in their spiritual nature, fell through transgression, and was given up to worship in these vile affections that they have manufactured from something, a flaw, if you will. The Bible said Satan was perfect until iniquity was found in him. So there must have been a genetic flaw. Did the Father purposely make some of these angels to have genetic flaws? Have they in turn used the power of their ability to discern into the genetic apparatus of our DNA code, which is now becoming unlocked and reveal more and more even as man approaches the ability to form life in a test tube, such as the mighty ones perhaps did, and I believe they did, in the beginning when man, it looks like that on a vertical insertion of what we would call basic elementary evolution. Now, all of a sudden, there is something that instead of vertically coming into the chain of the human chain, or man, or in this case, Adam, and I'm going to show you the difference here just in a moment between the ones that I just mentioned. The Bible speaks of at least four different genetic apparatuses that's operating in the earth at this present time with a mixture of that combination in any certain manner to bring in, to make up the 6 to 7 billion people that is now inhabiting the earth. Closer to six, they say, than seven, but I think that maybe in their counting process, they have missed a lot of people who are hidden upon the earth that do not want their numbers counted or don't have a social security number or things of that matter. And so there's a lot of people, a lot more people than they have counted in their surveys to get a world count to estimate that there is approximately 6 billion people upon the earth. Now, the skull, let's start with the skull. Now remember, our message tonight is about the skull and bones and why that in this particular time period, the year 2004, when we're introduced to two men that are belonging to the Skull and Bones secret society that has been around for quite a while. Well, we'll go into the background, how it was formed, who formed it, things of this nature if we have time, but we want to get into the skeletal count, the number system. Now, in numerology, and that word is alien or foreign to a Christian, they don't like that word because automatically associated with witchcraft. But ladies and gentlemen, most Christians are controlled by the same thing they say that they're not part of. The Bible says that they shall deceive the very elect, and my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Daniel was an astrologer, considered a wise man, and he knew the movements and the planets and the systems, and these men that we're talking about that have access to the master numbers. Now, the master numbers is 11, 22, and 33. Now, when I mention 33, something ought to trigger into your mind to tell you where I'm going eventually with our message tonight. So it's going to be very important. Now, the skull is amazing. It has 22 bones. Now, isn't that interesting that a master number in numerology, followed and observed by all the master craftsmen of the reptilians, they know these things. The Bible said, make sure that the light in you is not darkness. What they do, they take a light subject, a truthful subject, a revolutionary, a revealing subject, and hide it in measures of darkness. Therefore, by controlling the knowledge or the nervous system of the man, the unit that they're trying to control, they, you know, man controls beast and the animals, and he's actually has power over them according to the Bible. And yet there is 3% of the ruling elite that rules 97% of the world's population and deprives them of prosperity, blessings, both spiritual, morally, and physically, as well as financially, which is the bottom line, to keep you in poverty, to keep you ignorant, my people destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And the very thing that would give you knowledge, most Christians turn away from and flee from or are told that it is evil. And the Bible said that the day is coming and now is when they will call good evil and evil good. So Christianity has merged evolutionary into a traditional form of godliness, but denying the power of these interlocking secret codes that goes back to the basic fundamental of the genetic makeup of Adam. Now, 22 bones in the skull. The back has 33 vertebrae. Now, I really want to concentrate on that number 33. Remember, it is a master number, and these are precise numbers. I want to bring back to you the building blocks. Now, if you go 2 11s are 22, and of course 3 11s are 33. So in a multiple combination, anything in a multiple above 11 to your master numbers, which is the key to unlocking the great hidden mysteries. And you know the Bible talks about mysteries that are hid from man and are to be kept secret until the end days when prophets will come on the scene. Many prophets will come and much knowledge will be increased. They will bring forth the truth. They will be hated. They will be despised. Eventually they will be eliminated, many of them, if it so be the will of the Father. Who only knows? It's much better to die a martyr for the truth of the gospel than it is to lay in some sanatorium or some mental institution or some hospital full of tubes of vile evil concocted by these very ones who are trying to silence the lambs. And I'm certainly not talking about Schindler's List of that fabricated lie that they have told for several years to try to get us to think that there is a certain group of people that are martyrs because of their race. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a people who claim to be Jews and are not, but are associated along with the reptilians in union with them to bring down. Remember, the tares are sowed among the wheat. It's hard to discern between the tares and the wheat. So that's where a very discerning spirit of ability, of spiritual awareness, intelligence, if you will, gifted from the Father, coming through fasting and praying and seeking for revelation and knowledge, which is given to those that love Him and seek Him early in their life. Most people wait till they get ready for the grave, and then they try to turn their frail, broken, miserable body of just a bag of bones, if you will, a skull and a bone, that has been conditioned to think in terms, well-conditioned to believe a lie and be damned. Let me repeat that, well-conditioned. You see, when you stay so long in tradition, when you resist the truth, when you hear preachers that are preaching the everlasting gospel, that are mistreated, abused, persecuted, and prosecuted from city to city, rejected by the present state of what we call Christianity, then you can know and understand exactly what Christ went through to get the truth to you. You see, the truth, the Bible said, buy the truth and sell it not. How do you obtain the truth? Truth comes by hearing, and hearing by the word, and how can you hear without an anointed? Not somebody that just spews out statistics and interesting facts and figures of man's wisdom, because Yahweh himself chose the foolish things to confound the wise. Now, the very thing that people claim to be evil today, Yahweh chose as his truth. The things that has no logic, Yahweh chose those things, the base things, the low things, the things that are not very popular to grasp. You see, Yahweh deliberately done this because he knows that the serpent loves the cheap seats, and the men that are seeking admiration of one another or to please one another or men of flesh, men of corrupt minds or men for gains. You see, Christianity has become the greatest marketable lie that's ever been told or ever, in this case, been sold. People sell Christ. They sell it in numbers so that their coffers, their large bank accounts could grow to where they can build bigger buildings and teach less truth. You see, when Christ came, well, we could start with all the prophets of old from Abel, and I told you the righteous blood of Abel from Zacharias down to this present age shall be required of this evil and adulterous generation. Now, 22 bones, in the skull, 33 in the backbone, the vertebrae, and your rib cage has 11 true ribs on each side. Now, there is a 12th rib, and this 12th rib is not considered a true rib because it's not a bone, but it is the muscle or the nervous system that actually sends or encases or closes the rib cage. So you've got 211 blocks, building blocks of the skeletal design in your rib cage to hold together the spinal cord. And if the truth is not, if you've ever seen a snake without its body, if you just see the skeletal remains of a snake, it actually looks a lot like a human backbone. It's very amazing that we would have a nature of a reptilian snake in our characteristical DNA or our makeup. Because what the Bible knows, you know, in the spiritual realm, we do have a carnal mind. We got that through the downfall or the insertion of the DNA influence of the snake, the serpent. He got the prototype body. Prototype, everything that typed out of the womb had to type in his image with a good and an evil mind. You see, we're all basically good, but we have an evil mind to contend with, that when we would do good, evil is always present. That came through a prototype of DNA, and I'm going to prove that to you. With the mathematical problems that are instrumental in making us go to the extremes that we do to do wrong. You see, we have to work. We have to practice. We have to really get good. If we're going to deceive, we just can't be an average deceiver. John Dillinger could not deceive anyone. But a Benny Hinn or a Billy Graham or somebody of equal status, a Falwell or a rabbi or a pope, now that's another matter. They are expert, and the Bible said beware of these type of personalities. They have gifted speech. They can convince you mightily in certain cases of things that seem right. With the nervous system of man, its nerves attached, I'm going to get into that. With the rib cage, remember the 211s, remember 911, we'll get into that just in a minute. 9, the resurrection number of 11, which is division of the two single digit ones, make 11. That just so happens that out of the 12, which is complete government, there emerged out of that brotherhood one who excelled in the esoterical things, the hidden things, the things that are considered evil today, was Joseph. Joseph was the 11th son of Jacob's strength. He was chosen as a birthright. This is a master key number, and that's why the Illuminati, that is why the evil ones feel compelled. They know, ladies and gentlemen, what is laid up as an inheritance to those who have right to claim it. And yet their job is to prolong, prevent, if you will, blind, rule over, subvert through these witchcraft ways. And there's nothing wrong with the number 11, the number 22, and the number 33. They are master numbers on the key of mathematics, which is the encasement, the encodement, if you will, of deciphering or the ability to inherit or to interpretate the meaning of your purpose for being here beyond just having a three-car garage and a mortgage. And so you can style and profile and run up and down the super highways in your automobile that has a mortgage that some master craftsman who has to do nothing but loan you money at a interest that you can never repay. And so then you're a slave, as blind Samson was blinded through the ignorance of his pursuit of Delilah, of the great whore that corrupts the earth, a type and blind Samson, representing the house of Israel, are blind, and blindness in part has happened to Israel, and those who rule over us with these master keys. Ladies and gentlemen, again, 33, 22, and 11, master precise numbers to lock in to the human body. Now, this all has to do with the human body. Now, does someone in these secret societies know that there's 22 bones in the skull? 33 in the vertebrae, and 11 ribs on each side to lock a skeletal being to what I describe as the most amazing machine in the world. The Bible speaks about man who is fearfully and wonderfully made by Elohim. Now, in the beginning, Elohim created, not the word God, singular, the word Elohim. Well, in Job chapter 1, it is recorded the Bible said, here a little and there a little. These things are recorded for your learning and for your ability to test. And Job himself was a test. And in chapter 2 of Job, it says, and there was a day when the sons of Elohim, 430, Strong's 430, more than one, Elohim. These are the creation of the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. In other words, the supreme ruler made the Elohim before man was ever created. And we don't know when the beginning was, and no one knows. That is something that has always been a mystery. We assume that since we are using the Bible as God's holy book, that man is only 6,000, approximately 5,700 and some few years since man's creation. That's hogwash. Ladies and gentlemen, man goes back much further. Scientific reasoning will give you the fact that there is an evolutionary, now, I'm talking about a divine creator that created this being approximately 6,000 years ago that come in. All of a sudden, he had 223 genes that are not characteristic of the vertical insertion of an evolutionary chain in genetics. Now, I don't know where you caught that or not, but let me repeat that for those of you who need to really study in this message of vertical insertion. In other words, somebody played with the original DNA code of the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. The enemy had to sow tares, and the tares didn't start after mankind. These tares actually started in the blueprint or the roadmap of genetics. Someone knew in this knowledgeable era of past that man was created in 11, 22, and 33 grouping, and then by tampering with that, something ought to click in your mind, because the vertebrae, and your back is made up of a series of bones called vertebrae, and I want to get into that and how the nervous system is intertwined and whoever controls that nervous system. Have we been under control before we were ever born? Has the genetics been altered to reflect a certain limitation of our thinking ability to reason with the pure light? You see, the light, the pure light is hid from us. Light is from within. We must go in and rewire or rethink. And by thinking, the Bible said by our thinking we're justified, and by our thinking we're condemned, as is our words, because whatever we think, we begin to speak. You can believe a lie and be damned, and most people do. But it seems right, because the world has shifted into these seem right positions in life, and we've been told actually we've been told a lie and made to believe a lie. Now, together, these series of bones called vertebrae form a flexible column, and I told you that it actually looks like a reptilian backbone of a snake. And there are a total of 33 vertebrae grouped together with the names cervical, thoracic, lumbar, sacral, and cogeal. And there are 7 in the cervical region, 12 in the thoracic, 5 in the lumbar, 5 in the sacral, and 4 in the cogeal. A certain word, Freemasonry, should pop into your mind. And the number 33, as you very well know, is the highest degree within the lowest levels. Now, let me repeat this. Because these numbers multiply, anything above 33 multiplies to a degree of 11. And your higher echelons of the 33rd degree is where the major culprit of falsehood, even those down under the 33rd degree thinking that they're just in a good old boy lodge or a group of men gathered together that are practicing some of these things that are fascinating to man and gives you some visible insight to the secret order and gives you a sense of camaraderie with secret things. And therefore, they form a secret society or a group within a church, a community, or a people, or a city, and at large, they begin to build with the building blocks not of light, but of darkness that seems light. Now, Genesis 1:26, let us make man in our own image and after our own likeness. Let us. Not me now, not God, not Almighty God. You see, when man began to sin and to wax evil in the first world that perished through the flood, the climactic scene was in the book of Genesis in the 6th chapter when God, Elohim, came down with his sons, the good guys, because you see, the ones that had transgressed were here. They hadn't been told not to be here. They had the right. Satan says here to Job, why, he says, what are you doing here, Satan? When the sons of God came to present themselves before Yahweh, and Satan came among them to present himself, and he said, from whence comest thou, Satan? And Satan answered Yahweh and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it, had the run of the earth. Who was to tell him not to? There was no command that Satan and the angels, all angels, could come and interact. They did. They well, you read the book of Enoch, and Enoch walked with angels. Adam, our progenitor, as far as we know, the Bible said he walked in the garden with Yahweh, and he communicated with him. They were interaction in this environment, and there was nothing to say otherwise that would prevent the angelic beings, the Elohim, to come down and to mingle, not to mix now. They were told not to marry. They were on a honor code. The Bible says angels neither marry or are given in marriage. In other words, they don't have Yahweh's statues to marry earthlings or something that's lower than them. Or they don't have the privilege of the sanction of matrimony to bring offspring between angels and man. But that's exactly what they were doing by those who left their first estate, lowered themselves. Now, when they came down, they could not resist the temptation to mate. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, it's impossible for an angelic being to get a woman pregnant or to bring offspring through her womb. Well, then we'll have to go back and rethink the virgin birth of our Creator that produced the Son into the world, who was called Yahweh Shua, or Yahweh in the flesh, walking visibly in a flesh and blood body that was brutally beaten and killed by these 33rd degree elders that knew exactly what they were doing. And I challenge anybody that says that they didn't know that God said forgive them, that the Son said forgive them on the torture stake when he was being crucified. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. How absurd can you get when he told them that they would kill him? He prophesied that they would kill him. He knew their mind. He knew their spirit. He told them who they were. You are sons of the wicked one. He was a murderer. He killed Abel. And you, his children, your offspring to him, you sons of Cain, you sons of darkness, you sons of the reptilians, you will kill me. Because my word has no place in you, and you are not my sheep. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if he'd have forgiven the devil for nailing him to the torture stake, then he would have to forgive Cain, who he banished from the kingdom, and all of his offspring, and anybody else that was deceived or walked in his footsteps or conducted themselves. And that's why that the Bible is so important for you to keep the commandments. Now, quickly, the DNA that we have is three-dimensional. It is encoded with a three-dimensional of 11, 22, and 33 as well, and it is in this package that brings up an interesting question. Are the modern secret societies or the societies of the past linked to what went on in Genesis chapter 6? And my question would be affirmative. They know how to control the mind or the nervous system, 3%. Remember now, 3% control 97% of the majority of the people out there, tell them what to do. You see, we go to school. We learn within a box of how to think, of how to walk, how to talk, and what to do, what is right according to them, not according to the Bible. When you get into the Bible, when you go to walking upright according to the Word of God, you start walking contrary to the world, and he that loves the world, the love of the Father, is not in him. And you tell me that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son? The Son was not given for the world, and for the things of the world, or for the people of the world. The Son was given to, for, and about the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The ones that had been blinded, the ones who had wandered and journeyed afar for their transgressions, and a set time of punishment was allowed upon them by the command of the Holy One. This has happened before, ladies and gentlemen. But let me assure you that that time of punishment, the time of darkness, is over. The time is far spent. The day is at hand. Satan, one of the Elohim, is coming down with his angels, those who he rules over. He has assumed the right to rule over them. The Bible said they had a ruler. And Satan inspired them. Satan influenced them. And most of them, now listen to me, most of them have DNA still connected to the skull and the backbone and the rib cage to make up the children of Satan or the children of darkness that are now in control of the earth, and the powers that they wield are given to them by the snake. The reptilians are in control, running the world behind the scenes. Now, you say, well, oh, Pastor Buddy, glory to God. Let me give you a verse of scripture here talking about blood cults. And I've got in this. You need to order our tapes on the reptilian agenda to see about blood cults. I went through this in 5 hours of teaching. You can have those if you'll just write me. Pastor Buddy, they shed the blood of innocents, the blood of their sons and their daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with blood. And they ate the sacrifice of the dead. Cannibalistic, bloodthirsty, secret orders of Baal are still operating within our earth and our system, and we have been given over to these things. Now let me get into the, quickly, my time's running out. Let me get into the 223 genes that are completely missing in the intervibrate phase of our physiology and our DNA characteristical makeup. Somebody introduced along about 6,000 years ago or thereabout 223 genes that are not in the original codes. These came in a horizontal insertion. Somebody stepped in to raise the genetic code by 223 genes that are completely now alien to first man. Isn't that strange? Why would somebody want to do this horizontal transfer from bacteria to introduce? This is all scientific proof, ladies and gentlemen. And these secret cults know this, and their number, they have a code number of 322, which is 223 backwards. Is there a reason? Well, of course there is. Until then, these 223 genes of the 33-22-11 code system of controlling through manipulation, mind control, electronic response, HARP. Do you wonder why that these are being used over cities? Don't you know that this was introduced in the 30s, that they had the evidence in the 20s, and that they have now perfected to mass control people to think in masses the way they want them to think? Why do you think that we fall for all the things that we fall for? We have been made creatures of habit or electronic, if you will, controlling responses, and they know probable. They figure into the probabilities, high probabilities of how we're going to vote, what we're going to eat, what we're going to think, what we will accept and what we will reject. This is all through genetic DNA manipulation of the nervous system of 11, 22, and 33 control figures of the master numbers of the makeup, the characteristical makeup of man. Now, why should we worry about these things, Pastor Buddy? Why are they important? Well, simply because your very existence of eternal security rest on the bottom line. Nobody, and I mean nobody, can have you or your soul unless you surrender to or are from the beginning a devil. Now let me repeat that. If you surrender your right to eternal fellowship with this biological wonder machine that you're in, if you give up your rights and sign away your rights like we've done with getting a driver's license, I went to the courthouse for marriage license, signing on to a federal ID number for a bank account, the 501(c) church experiences that now dictate to what we know, what we hear from the pulpit, what we're taught in the schools. The teachers have been systematically, if you will, horizontally induced with these suggestive thoughts to teach and to bring the mind of our children into lining and thinking as the state thinks, so thinks its people. When it's the people should think, and so goes the state. We should think, speak, and act in terms of biblical logic. But the biblical logic has been branded purposely now as foolishness. Foolishness is rejected because the logic of the mind that thinks today cannot comprehend with the carnal mind, because the carnal mind is not subject to God, and neither indeed can be. So therefore you must guard your soul. It is a precious commodity, and Satan has desired, and I'm going to put emphasis on the scripture where our Messiah said Satan has desired, in other words, he's planned, he's pre-planned, he's dug a trap for your mind. You see, if Satan can get your mind, he has your body. Because, you see, whomsoever you yield your mind to, you become members of. If you have the mind of Christ, you can overcome Satan because you can resist him. However, he will try you to the bottom core of your DNA characteristical makeup, and you will be proven that you are pure gold, or you'll fall by the wayside, or you're turned back. And remember, the Bible said they that turn back are not fit for the kingdom of God. So then, why is the skull and bones issue now on the table as a message tonight by the Shepherd's Call Ministry? It is from us, those who love and support the truth, that stand with us day in and day out to help us bring the truth to those who have been given over to these minds of the controllers, of the master numbers who key into your very thinking apparatus to control what you think. You see, the Bible says the truth will make you free. They don't want you free. The state wants your soul, mind, and body, just like the Bible said, Satan has desired to sift you like wheat, so likewise has those who have power to make you think when you kill somebody righteous that you're doing God a service. And ladies and gentlemen, that day is now. We stood idly by when they killed children, when they shot a woman's baby out of her arms. We applauded the righteousness of that thinking. We have become systematic pawns or puppets on a string by mass induction of hypnotic control. We have been led as sheep to the slaughter. But you can recover. Samson began to seek a way out. And ladies and gentlemen, the way out is the way in. And the way in is the way out. So seek that cometh from above. Turn from your wicked ways. Repent. Change your thinking. Get into the truth of the gospel. Remember, love Yahweh and keep his commandments. If a man says he loves Yahweh and won't keep his commandments, what is he? Well, he's a liar. And the truth is not in him. If we submit our own spiritual body, soul, and mind, and strength to the beast, and to the secret orders that are ordained to enslave you. Ladies and gentlemen, these men that are ruling our nation are rich and powerful and well-versed in demonic practices. They seek to control your mind, your body, and even your spiritual being. That they bind him. If you got a righteous spirit, they will bind you. Remember what the Bible says, when a man walketh in dry places, seeking rest and finding none? What will he do? The Bible said he'll go out, and he'll bring in more vicious, evil, controllable spirits than the one he had to start with, when that unclean spirit is lifted by the word. You see, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word, and the word will drive out, or the word will enlighten you to come out of her, my people. But if you resist, or if you get into a fence-setting position, well, I don't know. I believe Pastor Buddy's right. I've never heard nobody speak like Pastor Buddy. He brings guilt upon me. I don't know what to do. He don't preach like these preachers in the pulpit. I wonder what's wrong. Is he of God? Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible said to try the spirits. If the Father will give you a witness that this message tonight is truth, and that there is someone in the dark agendas, down in the dark recesses, that have planned and plotted, as Satan has desired to sift you like wheat, he's created certain catch webs, spider webs of the reptilians, that they've spun out to catch your soul and enslave you and take you to hell, that all perish with the using. Turn, repent, and come out. That is the key to your salvation. Do not give your members to be enslaved in a thinking apparatus that is made and designed to deceive the very elect. This is the power of deception. It will. Now, let me repeat this. So sad. But unless you fast, unless you pray, unless you turn from your wicked ways, unless you come back to commandment keeping. You see, the Bible said if a man loves him and doesn't keep him, and you say, well, I don't understand. There's so many different messages going out. I'm so confused. You see, that's Babylon. That's what Babylon is for. You see, the Bible says that the beast, the power, sent out a great, great flood to persecute the children of the woman and the bridegroom. That is, the wife and the husband that are in heaven in union, making your mind pure through Christ. If you have the mind of Christ, you're a new creature. Come out of her. And by doing so, Satan, now when he finds you susceptible after you've been illuminated with the truth, watch Satan come in and watch him smooth over the message tonight and try to convince you that Pastor Buddy is wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to write me tonight, I need your help. I'm in a struggle. Dr. Gary and Dr. Jack and myself and others who are supporting our ministry, we need your help. You say, well, I can't send much. Send what you can. If you send me $5 and you send it and you tell me, Pastor Buddy, this is all I can afford, I'm telling you, it means so much to my heart for those that give when it hurts. If you've got $10 million and you send $10, then you haven't give till it hurts. If you've got $10 and you send $5 to Pastor Buddy, you give till it hurts. If you give all the $10 and you believe on faith that the Father will give you a $20 back, and he always will. I've never seen a righteous forsaken or seek begging bread. So get in the hunt and the chase here and come and help us fight the good fight of faith. And as the Bible said, to lay hold on eternal life. Write me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. That's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, if you'd like to call me, area code, call me after I get off the message tonight. I'm live. You can call me direct anytime after 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central. Then call me. Praise Yahweh. And tell me what you think about the message tonight. I need your support. Pledge some support. Say, Pastor Buddy, we need more preachers like you to stand up for the truth. I want to give you the whole story. I don't want to give you a part of the mystery. You see, a truth does not make the truth. It takes a lot of a truth to make the truth. So I'm going to try to give you the round robin of the scriptures. We go through the Bible. We don't avoid any subjects. We take them on all face value, and we bring them to you as thus saith the word of God. You can call me at area code 1-423-626-2172. Now, if you'd like to pledge support, now let me give you two numbers to call. If you can support our message and contribute to our cause, let me give you this number to call. These are both toll-free numbers. Now, you can call either or both. I would love for you to call both these great men and tell them that you heard Pastor Buddy and you support the truth of the Shepherd's Call. I don't know how much longer I'll be on here. By the grace of the Mighty One of Yahweh, and if they choose to remove me from my voice, from the world, to preach my message, then it's the Father's will. Because, you see, there's no power ordained except that which is ordained of God. God is my controller. I don't depend on man, and I fear no man. I fear my Maker and my Creator, and I will serve Him in the best way that I know how. That's Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Here's another man of extreme faith, Dr. Gary. Call him up and say, Dr. Gary, I want to pledge support and tithe into the Shepherd's Call ministry that you and Pastor Buddy and Dr. Jack have on WWCR 5070 at 8 o'clock on Sunday night. Call Dr. Jack at 1-888-281-7320. They'll even pay for the call. It won't cost you a thing to call. Pledge support. They'll take credit cards. If you've got something to give in a credit card way, why, we'd be glad to accept that. If you can send us a check, or please, if you send cash, be very discreet about it. But help us. We need your help. Yahweh bless you. Until next Sunday night, I'll be back with a new subject. We're going to get into a new and exciting subject. This will end a six-part series on the serpent seed. Tonight's message, Skull and Bones. If you'd like to have it, just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824, or call me, 1-800. Or let me give you my personal telephone number. Tonight you can call me here at the office, 1-423-626-2172. Until next Sunday night, this is Pastor Buddy saying Yahweh bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this strange station. Praise Yahweh.